paragraph, let's say this is, because this paragraph is, let's say, not immediately affecting passengers, but it is more affecting, behavior or market conditions for railway operators. So that is, so it is different from sections A and B, but maybe you can, Claire, you can explain us a bit the status of this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, you're absolutely right. This is very much essentially what I'd like to call the back office part of these technical parameters. We discussed already, I think, from the first session that we should be considering what necessary infrastructure for the railway operators should be made available within these hubs. And what has been included in the previous version of the document, what were included were access to the maintenance depots, rolling stock stabling facilities, additional ancillary services, and the number of tracks and platforms for international passenger services, to which now, as I just wrote on screen, we have moved the border crossing facilities at the end. We did, as you rightly mentioned, discuss yesterday also whether these aspects, and we heard it again this morning, whether we should actually be including these aspects here altogether or whether they should be removed, or as an alternative option, whether these should be considered as some sort of option, an optional aspects as a category as a whole, let's say. There were no, the apart from the change that I just made now in relation to the customs, there were no specific comments during the consultation process on changes or amendments to this section C. I see that UIC has raised its flag.